Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's up, up, and away! Season number 2 is coming for Centenary College football. One of the smallest colleges in America started a football team last year in 2024, and it's now ready to begin its second season as part of the NCAA's Division III Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference. Centenary College of Louisiana is located in Shreveport. This liberal arts private college is currently celebrating 200 years after being founded back in 1825. The Gents, well, actually the school's nickname officially is Gentlemen, once fielded a rather successful college football team up until the advent of World War II in late 1941. A brief resurrection of the football program was attempted and failed during the 1960s. November 10, 2021 brought the official announcement of Centenary College's decision to once again return to the college gridiron by the fall of 2024. School President Christopher Holloman proudly announced the decision to move forward. He said, quote, "We haven't played football here for quite some time, but the wait is over. Today, I'm so excited and proud to announce that Centenary will be bringing college football back to Shreveport-Bossier City." But why would a college with only 540 students attempt to field a football team? Enrollment at Centenary College has been in a slow decline for decades. The school's primary emphasis on liberal arts has also contributed to a campus imbalance of 55% female students to 45% males. Centenary College is a private university and is rather expensive. Tuition in 2025 is listed as $43,450 per year. And then you get to add $8,000 for your dorm room, $7,200 for a meal plan, $1,300 for books and supplies, and another $6,000 should do to cover transportation and personal items. You get the calculator out, and that comes up to $63,850 per year, according to the Centenary College website's estimated cost of attendance. Significant financial aid options are available, though, and most students on campus receive some type of financial aid based on their academic achievements and demonstrated financial need. Shreveport area high school students have found more economic college options at local public universities such as LSU Shreveport and Southern University in Shreveport. Other students choose to attend LSU or Southern University in Baton Rouge, or some regional favorites like Grambling State, Louisiana Tech, Northwestern State, or UL Monroe. But there's one good way to increase the number of men on the Centenary campus. That's right, add a football team comprised of about 80 players, and that will have a dramatic rise in the number of men on the Centenary College campus over the last 2 years. Up-to-date enrollment figures are not easy to find, but most publications believe that Centenary is now up to at least 650 students as of late 2024. Now that's a significant improvement, but the school has set a higher goal. Page 18 of Centenary College's 2023-24 Year Number 1 Bold at the Bicentennial Strategic Plan, which I have linked for you on SwampSwamiSports.com, revealed a lofty goal of having 800 students on the school's campus in the coming years. Now, that plan also mentioned a desire to grow the college endowment fund by $2 million in Year Number 1, with a total of $10 million hoping to be raised after 4 years. Step number 3 of this strategic plan is to be Shreveport-Bossier's college. That's what it says. The school is trying to gain positive goodwill by showcasing its new football team. Centenary's action plan calls for increasing contact with local and regional high schools in order to encourage future students to stay closer to home for their college experience. The Shreveport-Bossier City metropolitan area is home to about 390,000 people. The two local four-year public universities, LSU Shreveport and Southern University Shreveport, do not have a college football program. Centenary is trying to carve out its own local niche and pilfer a few top high school football prospects and those non-football playing students away from their regional competitors. Now it's time to meet Centenary's wizard against all odds, Coach Byron Dawson. The Centenary College athletics program is best known for producing basketball's Hall of Famer Robert Parrish at the Boston Celtics, PGA golfer and Ryder Cup captain Hal Sutton, and two-time Olympic gymnast Kathy Johnson Clark. Former Shreveport Evangel High School and LSU defensive lineman Byron Dawson was tasked with creating Centenary's new football program from the bottom up just 3 years ago. The hiring of this Shreveport native to become Centenary's head football coach has been the key to making this local football miracle happen. Byron Dawson's Shreveport roots and success in college football in Louisiana have made him the perfect man to sell this new Centenary story to high school athletes, their parents, and guardians. That very first year for Centenary's head coach Byron Dawson was very much like being Professor Harold Hill. Remember him from the Music Man musical? The football coach had to use his version of the famed Think Method in order to get prospective football players and local financial supporters to envision future success for the Centenary College football program. Coach Byron Dawson was also tasked with overseeing the building of the very first football field and athletics field house on the Centenary campus. He also had to find and hire a small staff of coaches willing to build a brand new football program from the ground up. Coining the motivational phrase, "Now we go," Coach Byron Dawson placed his foot onto the accelerator. The former defensive lineman powered through every obstacle in order to get his new football team onto the field to play their first official game last September. That 2024 opening season for the Centenary Gents football team saw them finish with a 4-6 overall record, but they were 4-4 in conference play. An overflow crowd of nearly 2,000 fans jammed into and around the Centenary Small Football Stadium to watch the Gents play their first home game in decades last September. After the game, Coach Dawson said, quote, "So many people have worked for years to make this dream happen. I'm so grateful and happy that we had college football in this city tonight, and we're going to keep pushing forward." Well, that decision to start a college football program came with some hefty costs, too. The initial financial outlays required to start a new college football program at Centenary were significant. Centenary College had to construct a new football field, lighting, grandstands, and a new athletics field house to go with it. Those expenditures required significant upfront capital outlays. Most NCAA Division III schools, like Centenary, must come up with at least $500,000 per year to pay for their recurring annual expenses. Now, this includes the coaches' salaries, the equipment, uniforms, travel, and various game day expenses like the referees, concession staff, and things like that. Football ticket revenues, though, at Centenary will not cover the program's annual expenses. Last year's estimated total of 8,000 tickets sold, covering five home games, would generate about $160,000 if the average ticket price was around $20. And don't forget that most of the 80 or so college football players need some type of financial assistance for their tuition and food and books and a place to bunk, too. Centenary's relatively expensive tuition and other costs has likely stretched the school's financial resources. The school's academic staff may have been able to absorb many of the incoming footballers, as some of Centenary's classrooms have been less than fully utilized in recent years. But you're going to find a new sport management major available at Centenary's Frost School of Business. A new kinesiology degree has also been added, and Centenary already had a very strong degree plan for education majors at the school. Those three academic fields may be the primary choice for many of Centenary's football players who decide to stick around for 4 years in pursuit of their degree. But will this new football program lure new paying customers to Centenary College?
Not so fast!
The leadership and financial supporters of Centenary College appear to be placing their financial chips on that bet. Having a college football team with a significant number of local and regional players gives Centenary increased visibility within the region. The school's upgraded degree plans should help to draw some new students to the school as well. But now it's time for us to do some basic math. I know, but here we go. For every 25 new non-football playing students who decide to come to Centenary College, at the school's current $43,450 annual tuition, that will bring more than $1 million in new revenue, either directly or from some combination of state and federal educational financial support programs. Now, if you should add 100 non-football students to the school, that would add over $4 million in new tuition fees. Now, that number could easily cover the initial cost of Centenary's new football-related facilities and to help offset the annual cost with this football program. That's the good news. However, there is no guarantee that additional non-football-playing students, men or women, are going to flock or even trickle to Centenary College simply because the school now fields a football team. The newest set of enrollment figures, which we hope are coming soon, will help that analysis. Remember, the current goal for the school will be 800 students. Centenary College is poised toward more growth and improvements during the year 2025. The school is continuing to celebrate its 200th year of existence. Woo! Centenary College will debut a new 84-room dormitory facility for this fall semester. How about that? It's going to be called, are you ready? Bicentennial Village. Who'd have thought? It's been decades since any new dormitory rooms have been constructed at Centenary's Kings Highway campus in Shreveport. And oh, by the way, almost forgot to tell you, former University of Kentucky head football coach Hal Mummy was added to the Centenary College football staff last week to come in as the team's offensive coordinator. Some of you may remember the innovative 73-year-old coach has been credited with developing the pass-happy air raid offensive schemes more than 30 years ago. Perhaps the team should offer a free Hal Mummy calculator this year with every ticket sold to help keep track of the score this fall. Centenary College will once again wear the same Shreveport on the front of the team's football jerseys this year. Now that is some very savvy marketing. This year's season number 2 has Shreveport's gents opening at home against Westgate Christian University of Houston. The Saturday, September 6th game will kick off at 6 p.m. Central Time at Atkins Field on the Centenary College campus. Here's hoping that Centenary's Hail Mary new football strategy will score a financial touchdown in the coming years to propel this Shreveport institution into a third century of service to the region. I'm Swamp Swammer.